Anyway, let's go to our men. We won't go there, but we'll go to this bloke here, the great beggar for bronze, Brendan Cow. Good afternoon.
Joel's son, Fletch's son, Moshi Moshi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Got you now. Loud and clear.
Got you now, mate.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's a bronze medal to this connection, I tell you what. But how exciting is that? Owen Wright has just brought home some bronze, which is what we're all about here on SEN, begging for bronze. So he goes in to join three swimmers in the bronzed Aussie. And isn't that fantastic? I've just had a look at the medal tally. USA, 8 bronze. China, 7 bronze. And we join Italy in bronze.
Boom.
With 4 bronze.
Yeah.
So we're coming bronze with bronze. And I did notice that Owen Wright was also serving in bronze-coloured water.
Wasn't it
just gross? It was messy and weird out there. It looked like a nightmare. But great effort and great to see his supporters on the beach going bananas for bronze, because they clearly know that's where we're at as a competitive nation. How are you guys going?
We're going good, Brendan. We had, you're a Cronulla's Sharks fanatic. We had Nicho Hynes on, obviously playing for Melbourne this year, but going down to the Shire next year. He's very excited to get down and pal around with you.
Yeah, look, I'm kind of looking for a bit of a bronze medal in terms of hoping to be his best friend. I mean, that's the secret reason why I'm doing all this work with SEN, is to get into the rugby league culture and then hopefully kind of massage a friendship with Nicho, because he's so talented, but he's so good looking as well. Like, he's kind of like, he's got the Heath Ledgers. I mean, can't wait to see him with the jersey on. It's going to be ET again. But what a humble bloke. He's the most extraordinary passer of the ball. He puts the ball, I was talking to Finchie about it last week, he puts the ball exactly where the bloke has to, you know, run into with the momentum. And with him and Finucane, I think yesterday there was some stuff going around about will Cronulla make the 6. Well, does winning the grand final mean you make the final 6? Because I think that's what's going to happen.
They just on him too, when we spoke to him, Brendan, he just had that little bit of a, how should I put it, maybe a little underlying confidence. It didn't seem as though he was prepared to necessarily hand over the number one jumper just yet.
No.
Didn't it? It seemed as though he thought, I've got the jumper at the moment, so that may stay the same way.
No, I love that. And because there's not enough of that in Australia, because we're so quick to be humble. Because we're always on the lookout for someone to kind of chop us down as soon as we're a little bit cocky, as is the Australian way. I love it when I hear a bloke who just backs himself and knows how talented he is and wants to go for it. I really appreciate it. I think there should be more of it. And, you know, like he said, it was sad what happened to Pappenhausen, but it opened the door and I took it because I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
So he backs himself. So he should back it himself. Like, how good is he? And I watched the Matty Johns face-to-face, and his story was heartbreaking, and I love how honest he is about his mental issues and his past. And I think it was the Hectic Cheese was saying, if you want to chat to a bloke, he's always there. Like, he's just that guy that's like, if you want to have a chat about some big stuff, I'm available. So that'll definitely be good for the Sharks culture, because God knows we're privy to a bit of drama.
Yeah, I'm the total opposite. Don't come to me with anything heavy.
Is that right?
Oh, mate.
Speaking of good-looking blokes, I was watching the Ricky Stewart doco last night and saw you score a try in the grand final. Jeez, you're a handsome bloke back in the day, weren't you?
I know.
Are you one? Do you not like having mates unload on you for serious stuff?
I just say nah. See it, ta-da.
You've got a very similar personality, my brother Pud. Just does not want to hear about any of that stuff.
No,
it's not welcome in his life.
No, I will if I have to, but I'd rather not. Hey, hey, Brendan.
I wanted to talk to you about some stuff. I've had some personal.
No, I'm not going. I don't want to be in Avatar.
I was just wondering if we could sort them out on air.
I don't want to be in Avatar. What about yesterday with Ariana Titmus? And what did you make of that, mate?
Quiet, please. I was disappointed that she didn't beg harder for bronze. But I was looking at that. I was looking at that swim, and you know, the Colossus tries to go out there and just kind of tries to burn the other swimmers. That's what she's renowned for. Very American type swim. I'll just go out hard and destroy you. And as she tried to kick ahead in those fourth and fifth lengths, you saw Titmus just go, "No, I'm going to hang with you. I'm going to hang with you. I'm just going to stay in this. I'm just going to stay in this. And then with that one length to go, she knew she could just storm ahead. And it just made me think it was such a great swim for Australia and definitely New South Wales at the moment, because it's like that's what we kind of have to do with lockdown. It's like you just hang in there, and then finally, the you know, the floodgates might open. But I thought it was amazing. I loved Dean Boxall going bananas.
So
I love what Ian Thorpe said. I don't know how that fence is going to feel about that. I thought that was just... I thought that was great. I thought that was awesome from Thorpe, who I reckon is really coming of age as a commentator. I love when he talks about grabbing the water and being high up in your chest and all this kind of stuff. It's like, damn, people are complaining about the lack of Bruce. I think Thorpe's, you know, I think Thorpe's coming to his own. He's really specific and he gives you insights into stuff you don't really know about. Because when you watch swimming, he's like one arm goes over, the other goes over the
yeah, tree. Right.
And Thorpe's been fantastic.
AP would like to ask you this, Brendan. He said, hey, boys, can you ask BC about the boxer who...
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
The Moroccan dude. Bit the Kiwi right on the mat's ear.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Are you talking about the Harry Garside, our guy?
No. This afternoon, the Moroccan boxer, I think his name's Bala, was having a fisticuffs with the Kiwi bloke, David Naika, and bit his ear. It was Holyfield-esque.
Really? Mike Tyson style?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that, you but know, he got disqualified, maybe, funnily enough.
Clearly, I'm you know... underprepared.
No. Are you getting around the boxing though, mate?
Mate, I like to think myself as a bit of a boxer. I love it. I love the pugilism, and that's great to see. Maybe they're just not enjoying the tucker in Japan, and thought I'm just going to grab something, you know, a bit fleshier here. I'm sick of the raw fish. But yeah, I love boxing. It's a fantastic sport, and there's a really interesting story. There's a bloke called Harry Garside, who is a ballet dancer, and he's used the skills of ballet, you know, inspired by the Vasyl Lomachenko. He's used his dance floor skills to improve his footwork. He defeated Papua New Guinea's John Yume in round one, and he's got a date with Namibia's Jonas on Saturday night. So he's a real chance. And there's also a boxer that I believe we're going to try to talk to, Skye Nicholson, who is just like, I mean, this is the great thing about the Olympics, all these stories, isn't it? I mean, there was a couple of stories today with the female swimmers and stuff. And I might just say that I think most of the swimmers are from Queensland. So I think they're making up for what the rugby league sides have really dropped this year. And a lot of, you know, Queensland's having the Maroons are having a great dip, let's just say, this year at the Olympics. But Skye Nicholson lost her brother to a car crash. And he was a boxer. She never met him. And apparently she's like quite similar to watch, according to her parents. And so I think she's on tomorrow at 6 p.m. in her second round. So check out, let's get behind our boxers, because you want to see, you know, what else we got beyond, you know, our tennis players really just flopped in the heat. We got a bit of action in, you know, with the Stingers and the Matildas, but it's, you know, these peripheral sports that we don't usually, you know, let's hope these boxers and canoeists can do us proud and beg for some bronze.
We're going to have you covered here on SEN 1170 for the Jess Fox final as well. But BC, mate, outstanding work again as we continue to beg for bronze. We'll chat tomorrow. You're going to be in studio Thursday, Friday as well. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, mate, beg for bronze. We can do it, Australia.